This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Joining me on the conversation, Namhlanje, as you all know, which usually I have Babunzi Mande on the show every single Wednesday. But Namhlanje, I decided and have someone different just for fun to show we're versatile. But sibonga yena Babunzi Mande because yena ongikhumanisa nabantu abaright. So just before we get into the conversation, it would be an injustice if I did not actually define for you guys what is the difference between having a goal and having a vision. So having a goal is an action-driven achievement that leads you into a certain direction and it drives you to work towards it. Like if I have a goal, I want to lose 5 kgs at the end of September because I'm trying to get that summer body. That is a goal because it's an action-driven achievement. Whereas when you have a vision, it is a result. It is a long-term thing where you see yourself or, for example, your business. Where I have a small business now, but I have a vision. In the next 10 years to come. So, there is actually a relationship between e-vision and goal. Ziyahambisana, but kukhona umehluko okhona between the two. So, on the line, joining me on the conversation, as I already mentioned, we have... He is a speaker, he is a pastor, he is also a purpose coach. Igama lakhe uMr. Mthobisi W. Makatini, and we're welcoming him to the show. Sawubona baba.
Asibingelela, asibingelela ntokazi lenjani nabalaleli bakho.
Siyaphila, welcome to MET Radio. That's great. Lovely having you on the show. And I'm really, really excited but there's a bit of noise it's possible somewhere la kona kona a bit less noise.
I'm on the road. Give me in the middle of the highway road.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry about that. I'm so sorry about that. But I do hope we're going to save God.
Okay.
Yeah. Go to the shows with MET Radio, Abe Campus Voice, Babale Ngalenje, Luguti. Ubaba had to actually drop Noma Yinika Deyenza just so that Nizo was Uguti Nizu and Intesubis Kumanga and Amsanja because it's so important. So, Umbozo Engina Okalanje Babuguti, how does one actually go about achieving their visions and goals? Because that is the first question that Umundu would ask themselves.
Yes. Thank you, Dolly. I think the topic here, you know, is quite a complex topic.
Yeah.
Kodwa mhlambe singaqala sithi nje masi analyze yona what is the vision? Njoba kade uyichaza. I think the vision in simplest term is the ability to think about the future with wisdom, imagination and planning. So obviously when you have a vision, you break it down. Local breaker back or down, then there are goals in between that assist you to achieve the bigger picture, which is the vision. Because the vision is what is the picture you see. We have to a person without a vision will always return to his past.
Wow.
So if you have a person who always glorifies the past instead of anticipating the future, that is a person without a vision. And the person without a vision will always return to his past. So vision iyona language oyikhulumayo bese iyakulekelela to overcome obstacles that you come across in the journey. Now there is one thing that we know about having a vision. Ukuthi uma une vision usuke ungeke uyachieve wedwa by yourself.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
So
that's
there
true.
Are people ababizwa ngama destiny connectors. Ivision iyakudecidela. In other words, ivision iyenza nje iyadetector ukuthi who comes closer to you, who goes away from your life.
Yebo.
Ngakho kuye kuthiwa kwa life coaching. Mangabe usuqala uthi upursue purpose yakho, upursue vision, kufanele ube ready ukuthi kunabantu
abazolahlekelwa yibona. Yes.
Because ivision in itself iyakudeterminela ukuthi these are kind of people that speaks the language, in fact, that carries, we are both. But to answer your question in short khona lento esingeke soze seyinake ebizwa ngokuthi ama habits.
Yes.
You see,
yeah.
Imikhuba le senza nsuku zonke, our daily routines.
Yeah.
Because ama habits ahlukaniswa kabili, kuthiwa khona ama negative, khona positive.
Absolutely.
And negative habit, no matter how big is your desire for life, no matter how great your visions are or how huge your goals are, with negative habits they will sabotage your best intentions in life. So ama habits, won. That's why kuthiwa abantu aba successful in life, they are not successful by lucky. They are successful because they've developed particular habits that assist them to achieve their goals. Because what you do on daily basis has a tendency of either building or destroying you. So that's why habits are so much important. There is a correlation between our habits and achievement of our goals.
Iqiniso lelo.
Yes. So ke masingayichaza nje in the nature yini habits. A habit is a regular tendency or practice that is not strange but familiar to you. It's something that you can't go a day without. A habit is what you form them and later they form you. A habit is something that you were not born with, you learn them as you grow. A habit is what build a second nature to you. A habit is what uma abantu becabanga wena bak isolate noma bahlaze bekuhlanganisa ne habit abayazela wena. Yano, owusho lo othanda ukucula ohlale ecula nje. Owusho lo ohlale happy nje. Because your lo ohlale efika late njalo kuma meeting.
Yeah.
Because your habit builds your character. So there are five things that engizokhuluma ngazo nje in short msakazi.
Yeah,
and so important masikhuluma ngoku reacha lento kuthiwa i destiny, uyabo?
Yes.
Khona lento kuthiwa i destiny. The destiny is the end result, is the end product. But ayiqali kwi destiny, iqala kumazwi owalalela nsuku zonke, words that you love receiving. Words that you receive every day, then those words, they develop your mindset, your thinking, and then your thinking will build your emotion. Your emotions will build what we called actions.
Yes.
And then your actions will build a habit. A habit will build a character. It is a character that will lead you to a destiny. So in other words, if you want to change your destiny, you must change your character. If you want to change your character, you must change your habit. If you want to change your habit, you must change your actions. If you want to change your actions, you must change your emotions. If you want to change your emotions, you must change your thinking patterns. If you want to change your thinking patterns, change words that you receive every day. So it all starts from words that you receive every day. Then words develop mindset or thinking patterns, you know. I'm very conscious by using thinking patterns because your life will always go to a direction of your strongest thoughts. So if you don't control how you think, you know, you can't control your destiny because your life has a tendency of going to the direction of your strongest thought.
Wow.
So if you are a person who is careful about your thinking pattern, then you are likely to achieve your goals in life. Yeah,
that's very powerful, Baba, and it makes me think of a verse in the Bible. I think it's in Proverbs. What a man thinketh that he is,
so he is.
Yes.
So he is. In fact, a good news version, chapter 4, verse 23, one of Proverbs, put it, be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts.
Absolutely.
Be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. In other words, your thoughts are the architect of your life. Your thoughts shape and direct your life.
They do. They really, really do. We've seen how our thoughts have attracted or rather manifested certain realities in billions of years because you thought about that so much that in a way you manifested it and it happened.
Exactly.
So, Baba, for umuntu sambe that is at a stage in their life where they feel lost, they're not sure about what they want, they're not sure about their purpose, imaphamazwi of encouragement, or izeluleko ongabanikeza zona, as we are abantu abasha, and we are going through different stages in our lives, and abanye bethu, we're really not even sure about who we are. So if I'm feeling lost and I'm not sure what ngifunani with regards to my vision, my goal, my purpose, imaphambazo of encouragement ongamnika wona lowo muntu.
There are only three things engiyichazela abantu ukuthi they are the pointers of your purpose.
Yes.
Number one, there is something that you do every day. Otuma uyenza with ease and achieves ama results. Abanye they put effort when you do it effortlessly and accumulate result.
Wow.
That thing is your purpose in life.
Yes.
Number two, it's your passion. You need to check your passion, what you are passionate about. A passion is what you can do the whole day without even remembering you are hungry. We are kumbuluche esliti paipeli. Wage watu kamba bafundi bakhe beyomfunela ukudla mabe buya nokudla kade seshumayela uthi Jesu ayisendlile bathi ukuthathe ngoba izitola ziyo uthi ukudla kwami ukwenza intando kaNkuluNkulu. Jesus has found his purpose. You know, if you haven't found anything that is more important than food, you haven't found your purpose. Number three, then you need to check what fuels your energy. Khona into that fuels your energy, you know. Khona umuntu ongathi noma ekhathele kanjani makeke kwakhululwa ngepolitiki umanaphile, you know. And mangala ukuthi awulobe sithi akekho ingoba usethole something that fuels his energy. Omunye ningakhuluma nanoma ingani, but manike naqala naxoxa ngemali uvela phile out, you know. So you check those things that fuels your energy. So those things are pointers to your purpose. The last one is the problems you encounter as you grow. Kunento engikholelwa kuyona ukuthi most of the problems you encounter are the problems you were born to solve. Most of the problems, there is a person osilalele mhlawumbe namhlanje wake wareyishwa esemncane and leyo nto imstakisile the entire life. Let me tell you, that person, within that person, there is a potential of healing people abasafarisha from that particular same situation. You know, omunye ukhule without knowing parents, kanti uNkulunkulu umdesignele idirection yokuthi uzoba umuntu that brings hope to people who don't have, who are fatherless, who don't have parents and guidance in life. You see, so most of the problems you encounter in life are the problems you were born to solve.
That is very true, and that's very powerful.
Yes.
So, Baba, for sikhulumile ngevision, sakhuluma ngepurpose, sakhuluma ngamagoals. Singathi mhlambe, what are the advantages, things that umuntu can gain from having a vision, aphinde futhi abe namagoals? How can this actually help you to be excelling in life? Excelling in life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ukuba nama goals, number one, zoqala ngakho. Ukuba nama goals kukulekelela ukuthi every time mawuqala unyaka uzisethela lawo ma goals. In other words, ama goals into ethi mangiqala u-2022 anginamoto, angina i-driver's license, anginayo into 1 or 2, but into engifuna ukuyenza manje, ngifuna by September 2022 ufuna bese ngine license, that a goal. By November 2022 ngifuna ukuba at least ngiqale i project yama skin product. I'm making an example. I want to do a skin product business. Ngifuna ukuthi mawuphela 20, those are goals. Ama goals ama marker athi lonyaka lo ngizowenza kanje. Here are the advantage: you might not achieve all of them, but let's start to so discourage ngoba ubona the bigger thing that you anticipated ingenzekanga, uzitshela ukuthi lo nyaka was a waste. Then mangabe usuqala unaka ama starting points of the year, usubheka nama achievement as you grow. I might not have a car in 2022, but senginayo license, ngiqale ngingenayo license. I might not have been started my project as skin product, but senginayo registered company. Makuqala unyaka bengingenayo registered company. So into ekusizayo ukuthi when you are down ngoba ungaachievanga the big thing, ubone ukuthi I might not be where I wanted to be by now, but I am not where I used to be. So I ayakulekelela to see progress, even if that progress is minor. Then that becomes a motivation or a pulling force at it. 2023 achieve. So those are the advantages of having a goal. And having a vision, the advantage is you live life in hope. A person without a vision is hopeless because there is no picture to the future. If you do not have a vision, you don't have something that pulls you that pulls you to the future. You have everything that draw you to the past. Because if you don't have a vision, you don't have a an encourager. You don't have a built-in motivator. Because that's what a vision is.
Absolutely, and I feel like also if you don't have a vision, ngisho ukuyisima, because sometimes we may have visions, but uthola ukuthi the situations that we're experiencing in our lives, njengamanje, they are not in our favor, yabo. Ziyayiphikisa le vision, lento siyibona siyiphila, le mpilo esibona siyiphila, but because we know, because of the vision we have, ukuthi, but this is not my destiny. Mina ngiyazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu ungibekeleni. Mina ngiyazi ukuthi ngiyapi. That really is the fuel that we use to keep going.
Yes, yes, exactly.
So, are there any closing remarks, Baba njengoba sesivala, something that you'd like to say to abalaleli?
My closing remarks, into ethi nje, keep on dreaming, keep on hoping, keep on building your vision. Keep on checking, you know, because Leonto is all, you know, to keep to have a vision and to at least to have something to pray for. If you don't have a vision, you don't even have a prayer point. A vision direct even your prayer point. So I will say, keep on focusing on your vision. Keep on building strategic relationships. I'm careful by saying strategic relationships because I know ukuthi uNkulunkulu usebenza ngabantu to change our lives,
he does.
Our attitude towards people is our limitation. So keep on building strategic and constructive relationships. May the good God bless you and keep you going.
Thank you so much. So abantu hlambe that want to connect with you apart from just la emsakazweni hlambe on social media bangakulandela kuphi?
Baya ngikhona lapha ku Facebook umthobisi W Makatini. Ngikhona laphana ku Instagram umthobisi W Makatini. Ngikhona ku TikTok umthobisi Makatini.
Yes, and also Baba, you are a pastor here at Durban Miracle Church.
Yes.
Yes.
Laphaya at Durban Miracle Center phakathi edolobheni laseThekwini. Sikhonzela laphaya at Durban Music School opposite Diakonia Center right in the CBD.
Thank you so much for joining us, Namhlanje, and taking time out of your busy schedule so that uzokhuluma nathi njengabantu abasha about ukubaleka uye vizhini, ne goal, and knowing the difference and a purpose as well. Thank you so much.
God bless you.
Namhlanje.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.